VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Hundreds of people have gathered in Pakistan's port city, Karachi, to protest the Supreme Court's decision to acquit a Christian woman who was sentenced to death on blasphemy charges. The rally was organized by the Jamiat Ulama-e-Islam political party. One of the party's local leaders demanded the ruling be overturned and the woman executed.
This is our demand, that this lady is hanged publicly because she committed blasphemy. The session court and high courts awarded her the death penalty, but the Supreme Court made the ruling to release her. I think the Supreme Court's decision is against the Quran.
Asia Bibi was arrested in 2009 and convicted and sentenced to death in 2010 for insulting the Prophet Muhammad when she offered water to Muslim women. Several hundred people have gathered outside the Ukrainian Interior Ministry headquarters after the death of an anti-corruption activist who was attacked with acid 3 months ago. Katerina Hanziuk died on Sunday in a hospital where she was being treated for burns from the July 31st attack. Police detained five people in the case, including the alleged attacker. They've not identified anyone suspected of ordering the attack on Hanziuk, who was an aide to the mayor of the city of Kherson, as well as an activist. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he is resuming denuclearization talks with North Korea this week in New York. He said Sunday he'll be meeting with the North's number two official, Kim Jong-chul. Pompeo called the coming talks, quote, a good opportunity to move towards specifics of when and how North Korea might end its nuclear weapons program. This is VOA News.